My IA prompt is what counts as a good justification for a claim, and the themes I'm looking at loosely are knowledge and religion and knowledge and politics. So my first artifact is a photo of myself in front of a sign in Sai Kung that says, "Hey Guailo, are you too poor to buy a mask?" which was a sign that was going around early 2020 when mask wearing wasn't mandatory or completely mainstream yet. And so this photo raises issues of lack of conformity to rules, specifically mask wearing, in the idea that mask wearing will prevent the spread of infection of coronavirus specifically. But also it raises the issue of lack of conformity to and like socioeconomic conflict regarding values of what is right and wrong between different groups, in this case of mask wearers and non-mask wearers. Something I'd also like to highlight is whether political or religious motivations can exempt certain groups of people from social or legal obligations. This is a common theme throughout all of my artifacts, but we see this clearly in the US with many non-mask protests. And, you know, we ask ourselves whether these protests are valid, whether it is an issue of politics or an issue of ethics, and how those two are linked. So, on what grounds is this acceptable, that people can be exempt from their legal obligations? And in what context are the claims of anti-maskers valid? Arguably, they're not valid in any sense, but then that comes from my own bias, which I recognise. But it comes back to this question of, can we trust the evidence of science or anecdotal evidence? What evidence has the most value to us and the most truth? The legitimacy of a claim is also definitely subject to one's frame of reference and their individual perspective, as different groups of knowers value different types of evidence, as I've just said, to attest to a specific claim. So pro-mask groups may turn to scientific evidence, traditionally more Western science, like proving through the scientific method, and anti-mask groups may value anecdotal evidence, and they often rely on the strength of their own personal liberty, freedom, free speech. Again, especially I'm thinking about the US and the value for freedom there. So this is a common justification for many unorthodox or even unlawful claims, which is, you know, hard to argue with. At what point can the state have absolute authority over someone's individual rights, and at what point is it in the best interest of the people to exempt oneself from these obligations? So yeah, why is the government considered to have more jurisdiction over the individual if both parties' morals do not align? Who is to say that the individual or the government is wrong? Furthermore, when any claim can be justified through any means, which we've kind of explored, how can we tell if one claim or justification for a claim or evidence is stronger than another, if validity in this sense is completely subjective? How do we have objective truth, objective claims? And so, because of this, I think that it is impossible to silence any group of knowers, as any claims can be seen as right given the correct perspective that you're viewing the claims from. And so this relates all back to the photo of myself in front of the poster, because no matter what, people will have the right to protest and share their view, no matter if the anti-maskers or maskers are pro or anti-state. It doesn't matter, because I think it is impossible to silence anyone from their views.